Oh, young supple Mitch is going on a solo journey to Miami.
We give him all the tourist tips, all the tourist traps, but most importantly, where to get the good coffee in South Beach.
It's the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
Mitch. Hello, Mitch. Can you talk on the mic? Can they hear you?
They can hear me.
They can?
Here we go.
All right. Are you sure you're coming through?
I am. I can see.
All right. This is a big podcast for you and Mitch. Mitch, do you want to switch places?
Do you want?
I can go over there and still do the pod.
You want this to be like
no,
an intimate
it's
thing?
It's fine.
But you got to see each other. And like,
why don't you two switch seats so then I can see Lima through the doorway?
We didn't even think of that.
You sharp.
Shuffle.
Bastard.
Kenny, you first.
All right. It'd be worse. I could have got my nose bit off by a Saiga.
I have the con. Okay, so Mitch has done something that I got to give him a lot of credit for. Mitch is single.
And ready to mingle.
Mitch, we don't sometimes know how many friends you have in real life, but what I do know is you're going to take yourself on an adventure. You deserve credit for it. You have booked a solo dolo trip to where?
I can't believe you're going solo dolo.
Miami, Florida.
Miami, and more importantly, South Beach.
Yes.
Your hotel is actually on South Beach.
It is on the left side of South Beach, yes.
Okay, I have openly wondered if I will ever be in South Beach again. If I book a trip down to that coast in South Florida, I'm probably not going to stay on South Beach. But for you, a newbie, you got to do it. I tell anybody that goes down to Miami, you have to do one South Beach trip. Now they've got so much else built up around Brickell and Wynwood and... up you could go north and keep going north, and there's endless places all the way up the coast. However, I'm excited for you because I think everybody should have to do one South Beach trip. That includes you, Ken Carmen.
I did it.
Oh yeah,
I did it with Liz.
Oh yeah, with but part of a cruise, right?
Yeah. Okay. But we spent two evenings in Miami. It was fun.
So my first question is, you don't have to tell which hotel you booked, but you were going through some issues looking at Yelp reviews.
Yeah, it was not just Yelp. It was everywhere. Just me trying to find the right hotel in terms of price.
What was
and
your
quality.
Price range?
It initially was, because I did like the bundle on like the flights and the hotel. My overall package, my initial budget was $500.
A night or total?
No, just total.
For two nights?
For four nights. It's Monday through Friday.
Oh my God. Okay. That's hard to do anywhere.
Yeah.
That's hard to do if you were going to Marietta, Ohio. You did four nights for $500 total?
For what I was expecting, I got a pretty good deal.
You've got to be staying in the worst hotel there is. There's no way. On South Beach for that low?
I don't know, man. This looks pretty good from
taxes,
what I'm seeing. Yeah. Yes.
I don't even understand how that's possible. Yeah. So amazing. You have a gift if you were able to do that.
Hey.
I have to say that hotel to me doesn't matter on South Beach. And the reason
no.
I say that is they're all bad. All these boutique hotels show up and the picture of the front desk and the front lobby, they all look great. And then you realize, oh, this is a dorm. This is what I'm staying in. Is basically a dorm.
Some of the ones that were the cheapest, I got really excited because I'm like, $200 total. This is great. And then you go on there and it's a hostel and you have to share a bed with like eight people.
Well, that was my next question. If you were willing to do a hostel.
Hell no.
Okay, Kenny, I don't know if you know much about hostels. It is one regrettable.
No way.
I gotta
tell you,
not just a horror franchise.
It's exactly right. I have to say a hostel seems like an awesome experience for like a 21-year-old.
It doesn't seem to be awesome at all.
If you brought your friends, that'd be fun.
No.
No?
No. The whole point of a hostel, I'm not going to mince words here, is if you have a creative mind, an adventurous mind, and you want to meet people, and you just want to pal around with some people from around the world on an open weekend, it's my one regret that I never got a chance to do it, because I've talked to people that have done it, and it's amazing. It's amazing. You're meeting somebody probably from a different country right. or a different part of the country. And that's cool because people are different all over the country from mm-hmm. depending on where you're from, which is what I really like. And you might get some people from Europe, especially Miami. I mean, Miami, you're going to get people from South America. You're going to get people from everywhere.
Yeah.
And you are going to be palling around with some inquisitive minds on their own. And they know how to get things in different cities because they've been doing this.
Drugs.
A lot of this, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to get specific.
Ben's the one that said it.
And you're going to meet some women because some women I'm do sure. this too. And they are traveling.
Okay.
And they are looking for
you need some more money.
An awesome experience.
You should sell drugs.
They are looking for some people who have money too. That's absolutely true.
No, sure. I mean he needs the money so he can sell the drugs.
Oh no, I was just going to tell you though, some of these people are the gypsies that travel around the world. They don't have a lot of money, so if that's something you can provide, then you've got a friend in South Beach for a few days.
Interesting.
So I'm just saying.
Fun.
Okay, so with all that said, you got your crappy hotel. Now, what have you heard about South Beach? What is something people have told you is a must when you get down there?
I mean, obviously, you go down to the beach where everyone is all summer long. You're in the heat of summer because it's going to be right after 4th of July weekend. You're going to have the nightlife, obviously.
Picks the hottest time to go to Miami.
Are you comfortable walking around without a shirt?
Not at this point,
there's
no.
There's a lot of that
I can buy like very thin shirts, so I'll be fine.
I'll tell you. People are pretty free. I mean, you got dudes in Speedos. It's like you got dudes in Speedos who should not be wearing Speedos, and they're just walking South Beach.
It was that way on a lot of cruise ships I've been on.
Yeah.
The European man, you're not going to see a guy from Chicago doing it, but the European man who looks like a hairier version of me loves to be in a Speedo on a cruise ship.
But you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy about that? That whole weird, because it grosses us out, right?
Yeah.
The hairy dudes.
It's a different, culture.
There clearly are women into it. Or nobody would be doing it.
Yeah.
Nobody would be doing it at all. Or men would be into it too, whatever you're into.
It's got to be the confidence.
There is something about it that obviously has some sort of allure. So you, obviously the beach is there. Do you know how much, are you going to be spending much time? Are you a beach goer? Is that something that interests you? You got to do it once.
Yeah, I'll do it at least once. I've never been the biggest ocean guy. I'll go to the beach and like sit on the sand, but when it goes to the water, I don't know about that. But that's the extent of my beach experience.
Okay, there's also the outdoor gym. It's not quite Venice, but there's the outdoor gym on South Beach.
I saw this.
A lot of monkey bars, a lot of stuff like that. Get you in shape. Get a nice little workout in the morning. Sweat.
I've seen a mini version of that over at Edgewater Park. You see those ones there? It's like, those guys.
They work out at Edgewater Park?
Yeah.
There's weights?
No, there's not weights,
but there's like these weird benches you can like do sit-ups on and pull-ups.
Was Danny Green at Edgewater Park when he shot that guy?
Oh, was it really?
Well, I don't know. I forget which. It was either Edgewater or it might have been Euclid. I forget which. Probably was Euclid. I forget. Go ahead.
All right.
I'm bogging it down.
So Ocean Drive is the famous stretch. It's
I've been down Ocean Drive.
Every building is basically Art Deco, all from the, 19...
The Clevelander.
1930s, 40s, 50s. Yes, the Clevelander is one of the famous spots.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'm nervous about for you, Mitch. A lot of tourist traps.
Mm-hmm.
On Ocean Drive. There's a lot of signs with beautiful women out front, young, beautiful women.
Nice.
Trying to recruit you to come in to their restaurant/bar, which has outside patio seating.
Interesting.
Every single one of them. Some of them have double-decker. You know, you can go up a level and have a nice little look. It is. They will all try to get you in for 2-for-1 drinks. The problem is there is no drink that is under $50 after tax. So you're 2-for-1... is going to be there, and how much alcohol are they going to put in those drinks?
That is so insane.
You don't know. I'm just telling you, they're huge drinks. I mean, they're the size of a foot. They're a foot-long hot dog. Like, that's what the size is of the drink. Total tourist traps.
Yeah.
Don't go in there.
I'm
telling you, don't go in there. If you're going to do anything cheap, there are, like, cool pizza places that are literally a block and a half, you know, to the west? I'm trying to get my... No. Yeah, to the west.
Hmm?
Literally go a block and a half and get all your food at the cheap places. There's also fast food. There's all that if you're trying to save money. There is, when it comes to nightlife, obviously the reason South Beach got put on the map is because it had some of the best nightlife in America. It still does. Still, and people from all over the world will go there for nightlife. You know, it's still not Vegas. I mean, Vegas still has all the acts and everything. But Vegas, you can get a great DJ. They come in. You can get a music group, a rap group, R&B, whatever. They'll come in. But it's going to be expensive. Are you planning on doing something nightlife?
I'll go up for really anything when it comes to nightlife, bars, nightclubs. It's the ones where I'm going to have to pay like a price at the door. That's going to be really tricky. I'm sure there's going to be more of them than I expect. But if that's the case, then I'll just stock up on a couple $20 bills and, you know, hope for the best.
Okay, so there's a place called Mangoes. That if you go earlier, it's a nightclub, but if you go earlier, you might be able to bypass the cover. Right. Now, is it as cool at 6 o'clock as it is at 1 a.m? Yes. Might see burlesque. You might see a Michael Jackson ripoff. You might see an imposter. You know,
I'd like to see burlesque. I've never been there. I think it might be fun.
Well, they just have stuff going on every hour. Every hour.
Okay.
I think Mangoes is 24, might be 24 hours. So the cool thing about places like that
you can
is
have a 24-hour club in Miami.
You don't even know. So it's crazy.
People go on like a Tuesday at 7 a.m.
Well, they're
walking out at 7 a.m.
They still have been there from last night at 7 p.m. Because they're at 7 a.m.
Now, how do they make it up all night? How do they stay all night? How do they stay awake?
There's a lot of Red Bull and coffee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Red Bull and coffee.
And you can get it down there. Here's the thing about Red Bull and coffee in Miami. You can get it. You just have to know who to ask.
Huh.
You will always be able to kind of discern. There'll be people coming up to you. I wouldn't recommend that, but oftentimes Uber drivers, they are great at telling you where the coffee is and making sure to tell you what to stay away from, what kind of coffee, you know, where, what countries you want your
Mitch,
coffee
you don't
from.
Drink coffee, do you?
I'm not a big coffee drinker. I'm a big Red Bull drinker.
Coffee is what
would
you're looking
for. Would you drink
for.
Coffee in Miami, though?
I could if it tastes good.
Yeah, because you're not a coffee guy.
No,
I've never
no.
known you to want to get in the coffee world.
No, I never drink from the pots, no.
Okay.
Have you tricked anybody into going with you on this?
Have I tricked anybody into going
well,
with
you know
me on
what
this?
I mean. A person, like a friend, like not. I'm not saying a woman or anything.
No. I asked a few people, like, "Hey, what are you doing X day from X day?"
You can't drink coffee by yourself.
I would beg to differ.
I would not drink coffee by
myself. Now, some people
say
if you're drinking too much coffee by yourself, especially at night, especially before radio shows, you might have a problem. I don't necessarily subscribe to that.
In my history. It was always coffee was better celebrated with friends.
It is. Yeah. However, unfortunately, there are coffee vultures. You want to stay away from them. You want to stay away from them because...
Oh, I don't think I ever paid for a cup of coffee.
Well, they will take all your coffee. They will be buddy-buddy with you.
I didn't do that.
But guess what happens once the coffee's gone?
Oh, they go find more coffee.
They're gone.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Okay.
So unless you feel like replenishing the coffee all night... Now, with the right friend... That might make sense. That might make for a great story for the radio one day. It just all depends. Now, how much money are you willing to spend on coffee, Mitch? Because I feel like this is a big part of the calculus.
There is like $0 and 0 cents on a regular day I'd be spending on coffee.
What if your normal, what if the guys you work with want to pitch in $150 each?
I'll take $153.
$150 each.
Well, I'm telling you,
$300 each.
You could have a great time, especially if you walked over to the hostel bar.
Okay.
And said, "Hey, who wants to have some coffee with me?" You will have some friends that'll have some, but again, coffee vultures, be careful. A lot of times, it'll almost be tattooed on their head. You should be able to see it on their forehead whether they're a coffee vulture.
I feel like if I do that, I'm going to get completely ignored and just shunned out of the room.
No, you
really?
Won't, Mitch.
Well, I think he's a cop, though.
Oh, yeah. You know, Mitch, what are you going to be wearing
to South
Beach?
I mean, it's perfectly
South
legal to drink coffee.
This is the next question. What do you don't want to...
Well, okay.
He's actually going to be wearing a Miami Police Department uniform.
Hold on. I think I know where you're going with this. I actually did... look into some new clothes.
That's my DEA badge.
To wear regularly to Miami. I mean, obviously just regular summer wear, but I can't be wearing like, I can bring...
Where's his cabana clothes?
I can bring Cleveland stuff, but I'm not going to wear... That was the thing with my family back then. My dad would wear like Cleveland stuff everywhere we would go. And it just, he stuck out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, this is well documented. I'm against wearing Cleveland gear anywhere else because you're going to end up
in a conversation
yep. with somebody about Cleveland. Yeah. Where are you from? Oh, do you know this person? No. Do you know this person? No. Well, how about the Cavs? Yeah. How about the Browns? All right, good talk. We're having a conversation we could have had in Cleveland.
Well, there's also, but there's also this. You are on vacation.
Yeah.
And if you're drinking coffee, I don't know if you want to be drinking coffee with people in from Cleveland because they can be talking about you drinking coffee.
And the last thing you need is some busybody spreading your coffee consumption back up to Northeast Ohio. Yeah. That gets back to your dad. Your dad is an athletic director. Last thing he wants you to be doing is drinking too much caffeine.
He is, but he saw me in high school, and I think if at this point he'd be rather proud of me than anything else.
Whoa! I don't think he'd be proud of coffee. No.
Especially the way it's brewed down there.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Judas Priest, Juan Valdez.
Slow roast.
What are you doing?
Okay, so do you have any interest in, did you see the movie Scarface?
Yeah, I've seen Scarface.
Gotta go see the Scarface. It's stupid. You'll look at it for 5 seconds.
You gotta go see the what?
You gotta go see the Scarface.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on the thing.
Where they're walking up the steps and the chainsaw. And
really?
Everything.
I never knew that.
I think it's a TGI Fridays.
I want to go to the part where the one cop goes, F you, and gets shot in the stomach. Boy, that's a rough.
What really sucks is that none of the sports are happening during this week. The Marlins are out of town.
You don't want to drive to the Marlins. You don't want to Uber 25 minutes to Marlins Stadium. Go inside during your trip to Miami. That
I guess, but that's what we would always do. We'd go down to a sporting event, no matter what city we'd go to.
I don't know. That to me is.
I need something to do during the daytime. And we talked about this too, because a big sticking point between you and me was whether or not I was going to take my golf clubs.
Yeah.
I was initially for it.
No.
Then you talked me out of it.
No, that's a lot.
I might be leaning back towards taking them.
No.
Oh, you get good rates because nobody wants to golf in the summer down there in Miami.
I can't find a course under like $90, man.
Really?
Yes.
Even at noon? Nobody wants to golf there at noon.
After like 4 p.m., maybe they'll go down, but that's I don't want to golf during that time.
Prime real estate. There's not a lot of golf courses you can
afford. Which surprises me.
I've golfed in some very hot weather before. That one time we went down to Worcester, it was...
Dude, I golfed in Doral. We got a great deal at Doral. I got by the way, I got a Trump shirt. People are stunned when I wear it. I love it. I love that shirt. Anyway, I stole a pen, too, from Doral, and I have my Trump pen. But... Yeah. I played in the middle of the day. It was miserable. Three holes in, and I wanted to quit. And plus, I was very hungover from all the drinking and the coffee I had been doing up until 6 in the morning that day. Little things like, and again, tourist traps and everything, the Versace Mansion. It's awesome to see, knowing that somebody was literally killed at the steps. Yeah. Right there. It's great. It's dark. But I mean, the dude lived there, and the dude was stabbed, right? And died right there at the entrance where it's now a beautiful restaurant.
Hmm.
So it's just something cool to look at. There's a lot of cool things in Miami just to see. The Delano Hotel is a famous, famous, famous hotel. Awesome to go in there, take pictures, go all the way out past the pool to the back bar. Cool people watching. It's free. It's free to go there. I mean, it's free to just walk into these hotels.
Okay.
So that's awesome. Now, if you're going to get a drink there, you're going to get a double Red Bull vodka. It's going to cost you probably $50.
Nice.
So
yeah.
For one round, don't ever buy rounds for four people.
No.
Found that out the hard way when I first went there. So that's cool. The what is the famous hotel where Liv is at? Fountain Blue. So Fountain Blue is legendary. It's been depicted in so many movies. I think one of the Bond movies. It's awesome. Now that's a $15 Uber ride north. You can't walk there.
I didn't get a rental car either, so I'm gonna be Ubering the whole time if I need to drive.
Yeah, you should see the Fountain Blue. It's got a world famous pool. You know, it's gonna cost you to get a seat at the pool and everything. I think they let people that aren't residents there like at least walk around. You can walk around any of these places. Yeah. Just don't look like you don't know what you're doing. Just walk around.
Right.
Literally walk around anywhere, and it always helps to have a drink in your
hand. Yeah, but the problem is Mitch kind of always doesn't look. He always looks like he doesn't know what he's doing.
I think it makes him.
No offense, Mitch. You actually do.
He gets stopped at the Halley Building 3 times a day by our boss. So, I think you got to see those things again. It's just a really, really cool. I wish you could afford a day party.
Can he put
the day party at
a day party?
Not STK Steakhouse.
The
pool party is so awesome there, but again, you'll never get in unless you have a lot of money.
How much money does it take to get in?
Man, if I were Mitch,
you're starting out with $500.
I was going anywhere by myself, I don't think I would go to Miami.
You're going to one of the most expensive tourist places in the country.
That's true. But I'm only going there for a few days.
If I were Mitch, if I could go back to being single Ken.
Where would you go?
and I was going by myself somewhere. I don't know. I might go to Canada. I might go to Europe. I want to see something. Because if I was going with buddies, like if you were going with your buddy Matt, like I would be like, all right, we're going out and we're going to.
I don't have my passport yet.
We're going to get nuts.
Mac did offer me a trip to go to Los Angeles.
You should have went with him to Los Angeles.
No. If he goes, I might go with him just to tag along.
How much traveling? It sounds like you're going to
Got to do it. Got to do it. He will meet somebody at a library or something like that.
I don't expect to meet like the woman I'm going to marry in any of these places. I'm just gonna be like, hey, I want to meet people. But that's the thing too. How do I like meet people in a city where I do not know one person?
Oh, it's the easiest thing in the world. It's one of the things I pride myself in.
That's why you have coffee.
Coffee opens up a lot of doors, Mitch, because a lot of people want coffee and not everybody can get it. Or can be inconvenienced by getting it.
Or can
someone
pay for
that just
it.
Has it. You're a best friend for life.
Yeah.
I have made best friends for life. I've got people in my phone that I have spent very long nights and weekends with that I don't even remember who they are or what business transactions
Amazing.
We were talking about.
Amazing.
Okay, write this down again. It's like any steakhouse. Not talking food. Want you to go to Smith and Walensky's. South of Fifth, it's all the way. You'll see the cruise lines come in. Have a drink at the outdoor bar. Post up at the bar, even if there's not a seat. Go up to the bartender, get a drink, just get a beer, whatever.
Okay.
You have every right to be there as anybody else.
Yes.
And just take it all in. The cruise ships coming, the women coming by, working out, people, real estate moguls, they're all walking there. Man, the Super Bowl, I was there. I posted up at that bar, and the bartender said, I told them they love talking to you, what you do for a living. They said, oh, you missed it by 5 minutes. Goodell was just here. Goodell was here for 2 hours. I'm like, oh, my God. I could have just been hanging out with Roger Goodell. Smith & Walensky's outside. It is awesome. And again, you see the cruises coming in. What a cool thing. You don't get to see that in Cleveland every day, although there is one now that makes its way through once the ice melts.
American Cruise Line.
Viking?
It's not Viking.
Viking? Who is it?
I think it's called American.
So do that. Just do that. Just buy a couple drinks. Stay there for an hour. Get an appetizer and just hang out and say hi to people.
Okay.
That's all it takes because you're going to be listening to conversation. These people are loud when they talk. They want to be heard. Got to be honest, a lot of people want to be heard.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear bartenders talking to patrons, and you know sports, right? Get in on the conversation. Say, get out of here. The Heat are in a rebuild. Like, just start BSing.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, guy buys you a drink, girl buys you a drink. It happens. It absolutely
happens. Reminds me, when you wanted to talk sports, reminds me of the great, great, great scene with Robin Williams and Nathan Lane in Birdcage. And Robin Williams going, okay, after me, how about those Dolphins? Because I love that movie. And I saw, God, that movie came out, I was probably 10. And I watched that movie when I was like 10. And my parents, like, my dad's a Dolphins fan. So how about those Dolphins? He was trying to, like, Nathan Lane was trying to do. It was great. You should do that. Just walk up to people and go, how about those Dolphins? And see what they do.
Who post up at either hotel bars or bars like that. I'm telling you, it's awesome to just listen to people talk.
Don't go visit a radio station. Do not do that.
Don't do that. Especially rich people. It's fun to... By the way, I got blown off. I got blown off by a producer down there in South Beach. Oh, yeah, we'll have dinner. We'll have dinner. We'll have lunch. We'll have lunch. We'll have nothing. He will never be available. So
No. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Your venture's going south. Do you hear me? Your venture's going south.
Where would I go if I was Mitch and I was by myself?
I can't go anywhere without a passport internationally. So
okay, I got another thing for you.
Let's hear it. How soon do you have to go get a passport?
I don't know how long it takes.
Six weeks?
Mitch, again, there are nightclubs that there will be people at. You just won't be able to afford them later. Go early.
Go early.
Literally go early.
Go
just
early.
To see it. You've never done it.
I've heard places like 11 and a couple other ones as well.
I do think you got to go to 11. So 11 became world famous because they were 24/7 nightclub that's also an adult, what do you call them?
A gentleman's club.
Gentleman's club.
Yeah.
So, and you go in there, it's the most relaxed, comfortable, awesome place I've ever been to. You don't feel like you're a creeper at this place. You can choose to partake, or you can just choose to listen to cool music and look at beautiful people. And you just go earlier in the day. If you go early in the day, might not be a there literally might not be a get in at all.
Yeah.
You might not have a I'm fumbling my words right now.
That's okay.
A cover charge. I'll have to look up on like Reddit where these places have.
Oh, Reddit's perfect for stuff like this. They give you all the like travel that. Hacks. Yeah. They give you all the travel hacks and where to go that you normally couldn't go at certain times. So that to me, honestly, there's I think you should go during the day, walk around Wynwood. Because it's where the artists all on display. You can see their graffiti. You can see their artwork. It's awesome. And they change it up. So there's always new art there.
Yeah.
And it's just cool. And now there's like cool cafes, cool bars, cool restaurants over there. And it's right across the causeway. So
that's where they shot Sunny.
It's quick to get there. So I think that's awesome. And you want to get really, really adventurous, go to Little Havana. Go get some gazpacho. I don't care how hot it is. Go get it. Literally get a Cuban. Like, do something different because it's awesome. What a cool experience. Louis C.K. on his show, the old FX show, he just hung out all day in Little Havana. Like
I'd like to go to Little Havana.
It was intoxicating for him. There was also some subtext there with a boy that saved him at a pool. I'm not kidding. Saved him at the beach.
Oh, really?
But it was awesome episode. I advise you to go watch it. Absolutely. I think you have to find it on his website. He owns all his material now. You have to subscribe to see any Louis C.K.
stuff. Really?
So, I don't know. Does that help you? Obviously, it's going to be expensive. I mean,
yeah.
So, my advice always, Mitch, is spend above your means. You're on vacation.
Sure.
You suck it up when you get home.
Yeah.
Like, be disciplined when you get home. Don't be disciplined when you're on vacation. Because you cannot let money be the barrier for having fun and having times you're going to remember literally for the rest of your life. I never traveled until I got out of college. Never was on an airplane until my senior year of college, okay?
Really?
So the reason I got into traveling is because I was making up for lost time.
I thought you did a long time
ago. We didn't do vacations. We didn't do any of that.
No.
I still remember vividly my entire first trip to Miami. That's what I'm saying. Did I have the money? No. But I just did it. I put some money on the credit card. You're going to pay it off, Mitch. You're working your butt off up here in Cleveland. It's worth it. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
I feel like I just got an inspirational speech from my coach before going out to the game.
Yeah, I really think you did.
I hope that helps. And again, if you have any questions, call me about the coffee. I can vet whoever you're getting the coffee from literally on the phone.
You probably should do like a FaceTime.
Can you get me sugar for my coffee?
You don't need any more additives.
Got it.
We don't need any of that, Mitch.
Yeah, just drink your coffee straight.